Well, Scott, when it comes to restaurants, Park Avenue certainly has quantity. You can hardly walk down the sidewalk without bumping into an outdoor cafe or a lovely looking table. So what about the quality of all those places?
The quality of the restaurants on Park Avenue has really come up in recent years. Park Avenue has had a really interesting history since I've been here. I got here in the late 80s, and back then that was sort of the place to go for a fine dining restaurant, believe it or not. And we're still not talking a whole lot of restaurants. Maybe three or four that were there. One of them, Park Plaza Gardens, has been there through the whole history.
Right.
But right now, it's on an uptick, and we've got a great collection of really good restaurants, from fine dining to, you know, grab a bite and go kind of places.
You talked about Park Plaza Gardens. It's been there for 30 years. Is it still good? Are they resting on their laurels or what?
Park Plaza Gardens has been one of those that's really had a roller coaster existence. When I first got here, it was good. It was not great, but it was one of the few places you could go to have an upscale fine dining experience. And then it kind of, over the years, had different owners, and some were a little bit more committed to it than others, let's say. And now it's really on an upswing. It's got a very talented chef, John Tan, who is doing some of the old dishes that Park Plaza Gardens was known for. In fact, they're still, because this is their anniversary year, they're still offering some of those dishes at 30-year-ago prices, which is just
wow, like
crazy,
what?
Crazy,
what's one
inexpensive.
Of the dishes?
Some of the continental kind of shrimp Dijon, I think, is one of, that they do. One or two veal dishes.
When you're talking about those 30-year-old prices, what kind of price range are you talking about?
$10.
Wow.
Maybe a little bit more than that.
But that's a deal for Park Avenue.
Yeah, you're getting an entree for what most places are charging for an appetizer now.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, when most people think of Park Avenue, they also think of pricey, and they think that they're going to be spending a good chunk of change on dinner if they go there. Is that true? Or is
they
that
can if they want to, mm-hmm. But you could also find quick bites. You could stop in and have sushi at Tai Tai 5. You can maybe have a quick appetizer at either Café de France or Trattoria Toscana, and just keep making your way up, and you can, you know, by the time you get to Morris Avenue, you're going to be full.
Well, describe to me your ideal evening on Park Avenue. Say you wanted to do that, sort of a progressive dinner, maybe someplace for an aperitif, someplace for appetizer, someplace for dinner, and someplace for dessert.
Oh, well, let's see. Let's start at Luma, which has a fun bar area, and that's the sort of place where you can go in and have a big meal or just have a quick bite. Brandon McGlamory, the chef there, does just a terrific job. And by the way, they're planning a new restaurant on Park Avenue.
An Italian, right?
An Italian restaurant, still unnamed, but the chef there is going to be a fellow named Matt Cargo, who is working with McGlamory now. And I've had his food, and he's very talented. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, so we start at Luma with a small plate and a drink.
Start at
maybe.
Luma, maybe go down to Park Plaza Gardens for an appetizer. Let's see, if you're in the mood for something a little exotic, you can go up to Bosphorus and have the Hunkar Bagendi Sultan's Feast.
Wow, what's involved in that?
Oh, gosh, I couldn't even begin to tell you.
It's a Turkish place, let's tell people that.
I know there's eggplant. Mm. Maybe go up to Orchid Thai for a little bit of a Thai flavor, a little bit of spice, a little bit of curry.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe stop in at Circa for an after-dinner drink, some dessert, and to listen to some live music.
That's right. And Circa is another one of these new American kind of creative cuisine. Is that what you would call
right,
it?
Right, yeah.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful evening spent on Park Avenue, and maybe some of our listeners will head there this weekend.
I hope so.
Thanks, Scott.